Exceptional Voice Incorporated and Vocalize Music present Fundamentals of Your Feminine Voice 3, Naturalizing Your Voice, recorded at Vocalize Music Studios, Denver, Colorado. Copyright 2008.
Fundamentals of Your Feminine Voice 3, Naturalizing Your Feminine Voice.
This is about border crossing, girls. No matter what's south of the border. Olé!
Oh, dear. Here we go. Okay, Lynn. Naturalizing. I get it. Cute.
May I see your passport, please? Show me your picture, por favor. Ooh, that's pretty awful, man. Where'd you get this taken?
Are you sure you're ready for this? Lynn, take a breath.
Oh, are we rolling?
We are.
Oh, no.
In this last CD of the series, Lynn and I are here to help you put the final pieces in place. We've worked on pitch and resonance. Now we'll train you to naturalize your voice so it sounds more authentically feminine.
Bringing your words to life in this feminine landscape. Remember, it's like speaking a different language. In your male life, you acquired patterns, ways of speaking that identified you as male.
Even if your pitch and resonance are superbly feminine, you'll still be read as male if you continue to use some of your old speech and voice patterns. The overall rhythm and flow of your speech will help your voice sound and feel more feminine.
Let's look at the component parts again. As we've said before, phrasing means the number of syllables or words you use in a breath, and pacing refers to how slowly or quickly you speak.
Loudness and pitch changes refer to vocal dynamics, and the smooth and choppy way that you speak is called fluency. Sound familiar?
Here are a few examples of these patterns. As you listen, try to put aside what you hear in terms of pitch and resonance and focus your attention on phrasing, pacing, vocal dynamics, and fluency. First, we have a male voice. Eric is 38 years old, and his passion is car racing.
The Rainbow Passage. When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act like a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long, round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Pretty typically male voice, huh?
The flat inflection, the clipped words, the mumbly articulation.
Now let's listen to a young woman's voice. Megan is a 20-year-old college student.
The Rainbow Passage. When the sunlight strikes the raindrops in the air, they act like a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long, round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Did you hear the greater pitch inflection? Did you notice that Megan had a smoother, flowing voice, although she spoke rather quickly? There wasn't that choppy, staccato rhythm.
Now let's listen to Eric and Megan again. This time, instead of reading, they'll talk about something. As you may know, conversational speaking is so different from structured speaking, like reading a paragraph.
Let's make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Walk to the fridge, take out your bread and jelly. Approach your pantry, take out your bread and a clean butter knife. Spread your peanut butter on one side of the bread and spread jelly on the other side of the bread. Sandwich the two pieces together, putting the peanut butter and the jelly on the inside, and enjoy.
When making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I go to the fridge and get out some wheat bread, get a clean knife from the drawer, go to my pantry and get peanut butter, usually creamy, strawberry jelly from the fridge, put the peanut butter on one side, spread jelly on the other side, put it together, and enjoy.
Let's listen to Jennifer. She's a 34-year-old transgender woman. Compare her voice to Eric's and Megan's. Listen for pacing, phrasing, melodic inflection, and fluency. Jennifer will read the same passage.
The Rainbow Passage. When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act like a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
What did you notice? Now, this time, instead of reading, she'll talk about something.
So they've asked me to explain how I'd make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I don't particularly like PBJs, but I suppose I would spread peanut butter on one slice of bread, then spread jelly on the other slice of bread, and put them together.
Mmm!
What did you notice about the differences in their voices?
The art of listening must become a part of your skill set. In order to make changes in your voice, the minute aspects of your voice are very difficult to work with if you're not listening carefully.
Remember music appreciation class from high school or college? Brahms, Beethoven, and Bach, all sounded the same. I remember it was only by listening and discussing the subtle differences of these composers that any of us were able to really appreciate their uniqueness.
Like the differences in intensity, warmth, brightness, rhythm. The effect of the composer's authentic style defines that composer's work and gives them distinction.
And this is our goal for you, to find your authentic voice, so that your unique personality, heart and soul, come out in your feminine voice.
To conclude this introduction, let's go back to the idea of language.
As in learning a foreign language, conversational fluency is essential in order for you to fully express yourself in that language. The language of authentic feminine, in this regard, is difficult because you haven't actually left the country. When I was in Ecuador recently, I easily shifted to Spanish. Well, somewhat, because I had to. When I'm back in the U.S., I find it difficult at times to speak Spanish because I can speak English. In this case, masculine is your native language. You're developing a whole new way of communicating in your world, using the feminine language.
Context affects it. Repetition affects it. So we encourage you to explore all aspects, all the nuances of the feminine language.
And there are many, many pitfalls. People have difficulty hearing these subtle changes.
When I've traveled to France, I went where English was not spoken, so I had to listen. Textbook French was quite different from French as a living language. The textbook gave me the structure, and that's what we're doing, providing you with the structure.
Mm-hmm. And fully providing you with the fluency of being fully immersed in the feminine language. These nuances of the voice elements we're talking about will give you both structure and fluency. Now it's time to warm up. Lynn, take us away.
As you warm up, focus on your body, breath, pitch, and listening skills as you tune in to your feminine voice. We're going to do some yodel exercises, you know, where you're actually going from low register to upper register in a controlled setting. You want to let your voice break right now. We're going to do a few vowels, and we're going to start on C3 on the vowel E. Here's the first pitch. And here's the exercise so you hear the interval. We're going to do a fourth. I'll demonstrate first. Now join me and we'll go up by half steps. Ready? Let it break. E, let's do the same pattern again with the vowel oo. Ready? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Let it break. Ooh, 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 ooh. Don't be afraid of that break. Really let it happen. And finally on ah. Ah, 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 ah. The point of this exercise is to get a sense of what your voice does when you set it up in a certain way, and you'll notice that yodel happens completely if you have enough weight on your lower register and you just let it flip into the upper register.
That's right. So again, it's about just letting it break. And in the future, of course, we'll have you control that. We'll continue on. For this next exercise, we're going to slide downward. We're going to start with the same vowel, he, and from a higher pitch to a lower pitch. Listen to the first note and then the second note. Let me show you first. He, he. So we do want your voice to break. And ready, let's do it together. And he, 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 he. Same thing on ha. And ready? Ha, 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 ha. Same thing on who. And who. So let yourself have some fun being out of control.
Join a choir later. Now we want you to control your falsetto. Let's begin with something that you've done before, which is focusing on your airflow and how that helps control your voice. Let's all do... Ready? Again. And now... Ready? And how about shh? Ready? Shh. Let's start with some falsetto or light register exercises, staying in them as we go downward. We'll start in the same place with the same vowel pattern. Here's your first pitch. And we'll do he and go down a fourth. I'll demonstrate the first one. He. So keep it as light as you can, controlling that as much as you can, all the way down to that G. Ready? He, 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 he. Good. Now let's change the vowel to ha. Ready? Ha, 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 ha. And the final one is who. Ready? Who. Ooh. aware of your airflow and posture. Don't force or strain as you vocalize. Feel the vibration and resonance in your cheekbones, eyeballs, and forehead.
For this next exercise, we'll be in your high chest voice or your feminine register. Try not to let your voice break into falsetto. So listen to the notes first. We're going to go upward in our slides. Here's the first note. Here's the second note. Let's start with he. And ready? Same thing, switching to ha, and ready? Ha, 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 ha. Same thing on who, and who. Now for the next exercise, we're going to do sirens. Listen to the start note, and the second note, and the next note. We'll start on he, and ready?
He, he.
Same exercise, and ready?
Ha, 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 ha.
And who? Ready?
Who? 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 Who?
Notice the higher pitch in the slide doesn't have as much chest vibration. For this exercise, as you go up in pitch, try not to let your voice break into falsetto. Now for our last exercise, we're going to go from a low note to a higher note to a lower note. Listen first. The first sound is he. And ready?
He.
Same thing for the sound ha, and ready?
Ha, 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 ha. ha,
and who. Ready?
Who.
Just the exercises without any of the explanation. Refer to your insert for that outline. We'll use the yodel exercises first, going from the C3 all the way up to the C4, starting with the sound E. And we're going in fourths. And ready? Same yodel exercise on the sound oo. Ready? And ah. Ready? Now the slide exercise, going from the 4F down to the 3G. Listen first. And start on the sound he. Ready? Now the sound ha. Ready? And the sound hu. Ready? Now sirens, again in fourths, starting on the 4F, eventually ending on the 3G, and you'll go from a high note to a low note to a high note. Listen first. Remember this exercise, stay in falsetto only, starting on he, and ready? Now, ha. Ready? And who. Ready? Thank you. The next exercise are slides upward, starting on the 3C, eventually ending on the 4C. Again, we're sliding in fourths. Listen first. Starting on the sound he. And ready? Now the sound ha, and ready? And who? Ready? Back to sirens again. We'll go from a high note to a low note, back up to a high note, and our range is starting on the 4C, down to the 3C. We'll do it in fourths again. Listen first. And starting on he. Ready? Same thing on ha, and ready? Who? Ready? Now the next exercise are sirens in the reverse order. We're going to start from the 3C, listen, eventually ending on the 4C, and we're going from a low note to a high note to a low note in fourths. Listen first. Starting on the sound he. Ready? Now ha, and ready? Thank you. ready? The final exercise for your vocal warm-up routine is something we haven't practiced yet. These are chromatic half steps. We're going to start on the 3F, eventually getting to the 4C, and listen first. He, ooh, wee. He, ooh, wee. And now your turn. Ready? Same exercise, but switch the order of the vowels. With me first, and now your turn. That concludes your vocal warm-up for this recording. Always keep in mind that you should keep water with you when you vocalize. Don't strain. Rest if your voice feels tight. And never, never overdo it.
You'll achieve the voice you desire with a careful, methodical, systematic approach. There's really no need to rush or force the process. Take your time and enjoy.
Now that you're warmed up, let's go through a series of exercises.
In singing, the phrase is connected to the breath, and the breath should always support the phrase. Phrasing is a contour of words that's bookended by the breath. Phrasing also has to do with the meaning of what you're saying, and this is the naturalization aspect. Phrasing is the storytelling part of singing. The good singer understands the emotions, ideas, and thoughts underneath the words. So how do you make your phrasing feminine?
Lynn will take you through an exercise for you to experience phrasing and pacing.
I'll demonstrate first. Here's what you should listen for. The different ways I spin the words out over a period of time. Let's put the metronome on, and you'll hear it ticking in the background. Row, row, row your boat, gently down the stream. And now I'll sing this beginning on 3G. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
What just happened? We used a 60 beat pulse. Seems low, didn't it? Did you sense when Lynn took a breath? Listen to Lynn and Jennifer.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
And now the 3G to sing it. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Now your turn. Sing along with Lynn and Jennifer. Don't be concerned about the pitch or if your voice cracks or breaks. Listen to the starting pitch.
And ready?
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Using a familiar childhood song like this is a great way to practice breathing. So decide for yourself any familiar folk song or childhood song that you know and practice to it.
Now we'll link the same technique to a familiar passage, the first few lines of the Gettysburg Address. Listen first. Remember, you're not counting beats, but having an internal relationship to rhythm and the flow of the phrase.
Four score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
Wait. Not only men are created equal, but women too.
That's right, girlfriend.
In the world of singing, someone who phrases well is incorporating the meaning of what they're saying. Tempo has a big part in being more at ease, in sounding more natural and authentic.
Next, with a faster pulse, so that you can experience this contrast, listen to the sense of urgency that's created when we compress the sounds into a smaller amount of time. We'll double the frequency to 120 beat pulse.
Listen first. Four score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth this continent, a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
Well, that was pretty good. Whew. Now your turn. Listen to the 120 beat pulse. Ready? Go.
Now, let's contrast this fast pulse that we just had to the slower pulse of one down from 120 to the 60 beat pulse. Do the same thing again with your insert. Ready? Go.
What did you experience? What did you feel?
It's important to say that slower isn't necessarily better. Think of rap music. The artist and the audience are both very in tune with the timing, flow, and rhythm of that musical style. Some musical theater tunes, like the song in Wicked, popular. Your voice will be popular.
Isn't that good?
I even did that like
that
yodel thing.
Or very
Mary
good.
Poppin', supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though this
all right, here we go. The benefit of speaking more slowly as a transgender woman is that you'll have more control over the other elements, particularly your breathing.
Phrasing and pacing tie together your feminine attitudes, emotions, and delivery.
Let's continue with Lynn and Jennifer. You'll be repeating what they say. This time, we'll use a 72 pulse tempo. 60 is a little too slow. This exercise is similar to what you've practiced before on our other CDs. Now you're learning the advanced technique of internal rhythm and timing.
So, practice with us. Here's the 72 beat tempo, a little faster than the 60. Encourages flow, connectedness. I'll say the phrase first, and then Jennifer, and then we'll leave time for you to say it. Some people reason that seeing is believing.
Some people reason that seeing is believing.
The senators read everything necessary to get them through the session.
The senators read everything necessary to get them through the session.
The agent claimed the open space could be maintained.
The agent claimed the open space could be maintained.
Unconditional love suggests that one humble hug deserves another.
Unconditional love suggests that one humble hug deserves another.
Hannah banged the happy sailor back behind the shabby
shop. What the heck are you saying?
I'm talking about Hannah.
That. This is a professional CD.
That sailor
I'm
was
a speech
so
pathologist.
Happy.
You have to stop.
He was
you
having
are
a
out
great
of control.
Time.
Oh
Yoo-hoo.
My God!
All right, yodel away, sailor.
There are a few distinguishing set of characteristics beyond pitch and resonance that mark us as who we are: the way we inflect syllables in words to express meaning and emphasis is uniquely linked to our personalities and therefore to how people see us.
In a few hundredths of a second, people read us. They make decisions about who we are immediately.
Yeah, they do. Somewhere along the way, many TG women have used a way of speaking that sounds more like a gay guy than it does a woman. What are these subtle but important characteristics?
We by no means have all the answers to this very important and complex question.
We do not want to miscommunicate this. It's a delicate issue. It's about communication and how people perceive us, not anything else. We have practical experience working with many, many TG women.
And we want to be honest about what we observe and help you achieve the feminine voice you desire, to encourage you to explore in more depth the meaning and implications of this for you.
I always ask a client at a first meeting what they do to sound feminine. Here's what they say. I speak softer. I use a higher pitched voice. I use more exaggerated inflection. And I say, bravo. This is exactly correct. When I hear them speak, many sound gay. What is that? They're saying the right things, but the actual voice they're producing sounds more like a man trying to sound like a woman. But I do applaud them for trying.
And we all have to begin somewhere.
We certainly do. And our goal for you is to give you the tools to create the voice you desire and sound authentic rather than affected.
Becoming authentic with anything requires time, awareness, and experience.
I recall many years ago wanting to ski better. I wanted to watch other people, how they did it. I had a few coaching sessions. I easily understood what I was supposed to do, but it was a whole different thing to get my body to behave that way.
It's internalizing it, experiencing it, and sensing it from the inside.
So, after a while, I became a better skier, and I wanted to be. And you'll have the voice you want to have.
When we're dealing with the mechanics of something, we're a bit stifled, stiff, analytical, perfectionistic, and unnatural.
That's right. At first, we push, we try too hard.
As a performing artist, when I was younger, I often pushed and felt I had to prove myself and my vocal range. Then I matured as an artist and I began to listen more. I let my ear guide my voice. I changed from being mechanical as a singer and became more focused on letting the song happen, and as I call it, letting it sing itself. I let the music happen. I became less anxious about the results. Those results being, was I good? How was my sound? Did the audience like me? And then I discovered more about my voice, both its limitations and its strengths, and what it's capable of. For example, I'm not a rock singer. It's not the best genre for my voice. I auditioned once for a rock band, and the guy putting this together said, Lynn, we can't hire you. You have a voice that's too beautiful.
Beautiful, but you really aren't that sweet.
And that threw me off because I tried to be a rock singer, but it wasn't who I was. Was that a compliment? I don't know. Anyway, as time went along, I relaxed and didn't try to use all the styles or the entire range of my voice all the time. I simplified and focused expressing myself from an internal place, not just using my chops.
Lynn, your chops?
Oh, chops. That's an old word that comes from the 20s or 30s in the States, where musicians would bring their instruments to jam sessions that they would call their axes. And,
hey, you got your axe?
Yeah, you got yours. And they'd have these competitions. And the axe was in regard to the instrument that then, you know, you would chop wood, you would chop with that axe, and that chopping became how your skill level was, you know, what your tool bag is, what are their abilities. So that's what I was trying to refine, my chops, my abilities, how good I am, my skill level.
Nice little piece of history. So, is your voice your own yet? Are you trying to achieve a persona? Or are you trying to be who you really are? Are you exploring your femininity in your body? And are you connecting that sensation to your voice? Yes, sometimes we're soft. Yes, sometimes we use exaggerated inflection. Sometimes my pitch is way too high, and sometimes it's way too low.
What are you doing to explore your feminine, masculine dance? How do you become feminine without trying to prove that you're feminine?
What we're getting you ready to do is to work on inflection. Are you exaggerating it, sounding sing-song? Do you sound like a gay guy? Do you sound flat, robotic, masculine?
Here's a simple exercise to experience the shift in inflection as the emphasis on a word in a neutral phrase changes. First, we'll introduce Diana. She's a 44-year-old TG woman who's been working on her voice for a year.
Hello. And you know, Kathy, ever since I heard that first CD where you talked about the cod, well, it still tastes like crap.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I've been wanting like to say that ever since you asked me to do this.
Well, we're really happy to have you help us.
My pleasure.
Listen a bit first as Kathy and Diana say phrases.
The weather in August is hot.
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 Did you hear the emphasis in pitch and loudness on the accented word? Did you notice that the meaning of the phrase changed a bit with this emphasis?
Sometimes it helps to be aware of the sidebar. Like in reading a play, there are cues to the actor about the intent of a conversation or monologue. In our phrase, we're contrasting weather, month, and condition of weather. The weather in August is hot.
Not the sun.
The weather in August is hot.
Not July.
The weather in August is hot.
Not rainy or chilly.
This is a simple technique to help you sound more natural as you repeat the phrase instead of sounding mechanical. The intention of what you say is reflected in your intonation and inflection, what you emphasize when you speak. For this next exercise, we'll demonstrate emphasis on certain words.
I wasn't mad at you.
Maybe someone else was mad, but I wasn't.
I wasn't mad at you.
I wasn't mad at you.
I might have been surprised, but I wasn't mad.
I wasn't mad at you.
I wasn't mad at you.
You're off the hook. I was mad at my mother.
I wasn't mad at you.
I love you.
I love you. She might love you too, but I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you, not hate you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you, not him.
I love you.
You look wonderful.
You, not Jane, look wonderful.
You look wonderful.
You look wonderful.
You look, not smell or feel, wonderful.
Like that cod. You know how that smells. Oh, sorry.
You look wonderful.
You look wonderful.
You look wonderful, not awful.
You look wonderful.
Now your time to practice. Diana will say the phrase, and then you repeat it.
I wasn't mad at you. I wasn't mad at you. I wasn't mad at you. I love you. I love you. I love you. You look wonderful. You look wonderful. You look wonderful.
Thank you, Diana. You know, I've been really doing some different things. I've been trying some new foundation now that I'm American.
Kathy, this is an exercise.
You know, I've got some eyeshadow.
I knew you were going to do this.
I know. I've got some new foundation.
You do look wonderful.
It does look wonderful.
It's true.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
You know, now that our skin is aging, I've got to really work on making it look younger.
Wonderful is a hard thing to achieve.
One of the things I often hear when I present at conferences around the country is a scripted inflection pattern. I liken it to posing, which is holding a position you feel looks feminine and never moving from it. A scripted inflection pattern always has the same intonation. Hi, this is Kathy. I'm sorry, but I need to change my appointment for this week. This is not uncommon.
Affected is not effective. Using an artificial inflection pattern because you think it sounds feminine will simply not give you the desired effect.
Upswing inflection is marked as feminine, and certainly women in their teens and 20s use it. But most women don't really exaggerate it as much as you might think. The upswing has a specific linguistic rule associated with it. It implies...
Are you with me? Do you know what I mean? Did you understand what I said?
And men use the upswing inflection also.
The next time you're at a party or business function, listen to how men introduce themselves. Hi, my name is Roger. I'm from XYZ Bank. Now your turn. Kathy will say the phrase, and then after Diana says it, it'll be your turn to repeat.
Before the first frost, I need to clip the flowers, cover the tomatoes, and plant the tulips for spring.
Before the first frost, I need to clip the flowers, cover the tomatoes, and plant the tulips for spring.
This week, I need to schedule my manicure, pedicure, and tanning time.
This week, I need to schedule my manicure, pedicure, and tanning time.
When we ask questions, we inflect upward only on those which require a yes-no answer, such as, do you know them? Repeat the question after Diana.
Are you ready yet? What would you like to do? Did you turn off the lights? Are you finished with that? May I take your plate? Did you drink too much?
Questions that begin with WH generally go down in inflection, such as, what's your name? Now, repeat the question after you hear Diana.
What's your name? How are you? Where are you going? What time is it?
Let's explore fluency. As we've said before, there's a blended, connected sound to how women speak and a choppy, clipped sound in a male's voice. There's almost a tension or held back tone.
Listen to young men speak. They tend to clip the sounds more than older, more mature men.
Imagine the feeling in your body when you're chopping something versus when you're slowly stirring something in a bowl. We want you to feel your body and in your body that you're rounding the edges of your movements, which will have a positive effect on your feminine voice.
Listen first.
Harry always speaks from the heart.
Harry always speaks from the heart.
The author of the article was nominated for a prize.
The author of the article was nominated for a prize. First, let's tune your resonators. Listen to the A3 pitch. And Diana will say the sound, and then you say the sound. Listen first, and
me.
Your turn. Diana?
Nee.
Your turn.
Z. Ma. Na. Za.
Now for some phrases. Listen to Lynn say the phrase, then Diana will say the phrase, and then you'll say the phrase.
Harry always speaks from the heart.
Harry always speaks from the heart.
The author of the article was nominated for a prize.
The author of the article was nominated for a prize.
The cook took a look at the recipe book.
The cook took a look at the recipe book.
Sue, as a rule, usually flew first class to Cusco, Peru.
Sue, as a rule, usually flew first class to Cusco, Peru.
The musician refused to join the union because the dues were too large.
The musician refused to join the union because the dues were too large.
Loud shouting outside my house clouds my concentration.
Loud shouting outside my house clouds my concentration.
Don't forget your sisters. They'll be more important as you get older.
Don't forget your sisters. They'll be more important as you get older.
After the summer is over, in September or October, the days get colder and the nights get longer.
After the summer is over, in September or October, the days get colder and the nights get longer.
Remember Eric and Megan? They were the early examples of the difference between the choppy and the more fluent sound of speaking. In the world of singing, continuity comes to mind. It's a word we use a lot. We combine airflow, pitch, resonance, pacing, inflection, and fluency, and how this efficiency of flow and continuity integrates both your delivery and who you are.
When I was learning how to find my female voice, I started out working with Kathy on pitch and resonance, which to me are like learning the mechanics. And once I felt that I had the mechanics down, and it then just became a matter of being myself. All I had to do in my mind was stop worrying about my voice, stop hanging on to the old habits where I spent my entire life trying to force myself to sound like a guy. I just let go of that and just started being myself, and the inflection and everything else, it just came naturally. I was just simply being me.
Our final exercise routine for you is blending together your concepts of melodic intonation and fluency. A great way to do that is to work with familiar childhood songs, lullabies in this case. It's about feeling inside a nurturing, warm, intimate way of communicating. You've got an insert for these words. The first exercise is working with Hush, Little Baby. Lynn will sing it, and go ahead and sing it with her.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. If that mockingbird won't sing, Mama's gonna buy you a diamond ring. If that diamond ring turns brass, Mama's gonna buy you a looking glass. And if that looking glass gets broke, Mama's gonna buy you a billy goat. If that billy goat won't pull, Mama's gonna buy you a cart and bull. If that cart and bull turn over, Mama's gonna buy you a dog named Rover. If that dog named Rover won't bark, Mama's gonna buy you a horse and cart. If that horse and cart fall down.
A great way to wrap that up is to speak these lines. Feel that same sense of warmth and flow. Think about your breathing. And say the lines with Lynn and me. Lynn first.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird.
And if that mockingbird won't sing, Mama's gonna buy you a diamond ring.
If that diamond ring turns brass, Mama's gonna buy you a looking glass.
And if that looking glass gets broke, Mama's gonna buy you a billy goat.
And if that billy goat won't pull, Mama's gonna buy you a cart and bull.
And if that cart and bull turn over, Mama's gonna buy you a dog named Rover.
And if that dog named Rover won't bark, Mama's gonna buy you a horse and cart.
This third audio recording completes this series we're calling Fundamentals of Your Feminine Voice. In CD 1, Discover Your True Voice, we worked on pitch, breathing, pacing, phrasing, articulation.
And in the second CD in this series, Feminine Resonance, we spoke about resonance and how to transfer these skills into your communication skills.
And this third CD, Naturalizing Your Feminine Voice, we focused heavily on melodic intonation and fluency. We've been trained to communicate in a way that is consistent with our gender and immediate culture. Transgender and transsexual people cross these gender and cultural boundaries.
It's like music that also crosses cultures, and it's a great natural fit to integrate, as we've done on this final CD in this series, the presence and role that music can play in this transition.
And our greatest suggestion is play, play,
play. That's right,
play.
Definitely.
Rent movies, search the internet, you know you do already, listen to women whose voices you like, and practice, mimic, have a good time.
That's right, and you can study these voices when you're out and about. Don't forget about ear training as a part of your transition, because it will help you understand what works and what doesn't.
And please, go to Lynn's website. Look at some of the things that she's doing with her work, www.lynnskinner.com.
There are CDs for sale on it, as well as CDs for sale on Kathy's website, and all the scoop about the many activities that she does and all the ways that she is a very respected certified speech pathologist. Her website is www.exceptionalvoice.com.
In addition to buying the transgender CDs on my website, you'll see updates on the conferences that we're doing.
That's right. And we do conferences.
As well as bar mitzvahs and weddings.
That's right.
No, not really.
And all these
sing.
Women all over the world that are buying these CDs.
Yes. Thank you to our ladies in Sweden and Germany,
that's
New
right.
Zealand and Australia and France and Germany.
We've got wings. We're ready to fly, girlfriend. Because we're never too old.
Or too young for girlfriends.
That's right.